USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, says if investigators find out that President Trump did pressure Ukraine's president to look into the business affairs of Joe Biden's son, then impeachment would be the next step. The president describes a friendly call he had over the summer with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky.
The conversation I had was largely congratulatory, was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place, was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating the corruption already in the Ukraine.
Democrats say the president was using his power to try to dig up dirt on Joe Biden's son, who has business dealings in Ukraine. President Trump and President Zelensky are due to meet at the UN General Assembly this week in New York. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Iran's president has spoken at a military parade calling on Western powers to leave U.S. security in the Persian Gulf to regional nations led by Tehran. Hassan Rouhani is criticizing a new U.S. coalition patrolling the region's waterways. Iran's foreign minister says his country had nothing to do with that attack on Saudi oil facilities.
We are confident that if the United Nations carries out an impartial investigation, the outcome will be that it was not
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Democratic voters in Iowa are throwing support to a new White House frontrunner. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's time for a wealth tax in this country.
That's the voice of the front-running Democrat in the state of Iowa now, as Elizabeth Warren came in number one in a poll of likely voters done by the Des Moines Register and CNN. Former VP Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders now tied for second in Iowa.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The nation's largest retailer has agreed to stop selling vaping products. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
Walmart is getting out of the vaping business. The nation's largest retailer said it will stop selling electronic cigarettes at its stores and Sam Club stores throughout the United States when it sells out of its current inventory. Walmart said the move is due to growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity regarding vaping products. It also comes after several hundred people have mysteriously fallen ill after vaping and several have died. Walmart's decision is the latest blow to the vaping industry, which has tried to position itself as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. However, Walmart will continue to sell regular cigarettes. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Attorney General William Barr has been on Capitol Hill recently to meet with lawmakers about new gun control measures. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tells NBC's Meet the Press that there could be progress on the issue if President Trump would challenge the gun lobby.
The Attorney General brought up to Congress last week a fairly reasonable proposal that would expand background checks to commercial sales. There's some things I don't like about it, but it's absolutely a platform for negotiation. The NRA opposes it, and so the critical question now is sitting on the President's desk. Is he willing to take on the NRA?
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.